The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Penn State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. First of all, just pleased with our team's performance on Saturday. It was a game where we were supposed to win, and I felt like our players prepared and played in a manner that you expect them to be able to compete at a level that's consistent with what we expect from them, no matter who our opponent is, and had a strong beginning of the game and a strong finish. So pleased with that. And now we have to move forward and get ready for Big Ten play once again. Excited about the opportunity we have to head to Penn State. And Coach Franklin's done a tremendous job with his team, and enjoyed watching them compete Saturday night against Iowa. And the way that they finished was impressive, and obviously have some of the best players in the country on their team. And tremendous challenge, tremendous opportunity for us to be able to take on the Nittany Lions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of David Jones, PennLive.com.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great, buddy. How are you doing?
Great. Your career, I guess in the old days, it wasn't that unusual to have had 15 years in high school football and then a few more in small college football. But these days, becoming rarer and rarer to see a major college head coach with that kind of background. What do you think it did for you to have that sort of base that maybe some other guys who get a lot higher a lot quicker don't have?
Well, you are correct. It is unusual in today's, profession. I feel very blessed to be in this position. The 15 years I spent in high school were extremely valuable to me. My dad was my high school coach, and all the things that it taught me about the preparation, adjusting your scheme to your players. You don't go out and recruit them. You just basically to develop the ones you have in your system and your school district. And you have to adapt both the scheme, and everything that you do has to kind of be very evolving because of that component. I was blessed to be a part of a great program in Florida that at Armwood that played at a high level as a young coach, and then to be at Ben Davis, which is in the Midwest, one of the top programs, continues to be in the country. And so I was really fortunate to be, especially at Ben Davis, around a very collegiately organized program with Dick Dolahan, the way he structured it. And so I even thought being the head coach there was a great preparation for being a college head coach in terms of the volume and number of players, number of coaching staff that we had. So it's obviously not college, but those years were very important. And I think also, too, is just understanding why you do what you do, for the love of developing players and impacting them. And I don't ever want that to change. That's the reason why I got in this profession in the first place. And I don't want that to be different, even though I'm coaching at a higher level.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was curious if you'd had conversations with your players about the national anthem protests, and if one of them decided to do something, whether it was during the anthem or otherwise, how you would feel about that.
I've had some individual conversations. Some guys have come to me, and we've talked very openly, and we're kind of in the process of really preparing more for that as we may have a situation in the future where we could possibly be out there for the anthem. And so as I addressed yesterday the media, I was asked a similar question. And first of all, anything that we chose to do would be in a unified format. We'd be together on it, and it would be out of respect for our country and our university and be handled in a manner of such. So we're in the process of discussing that, yes.
And separately, Coach Harbaugh Mesa had some pointed comments about Big Ten locker rooms yesterday. I'm curious what you thought about it and various locker rooms, opposing locker rooms you've been to and their condition.
Well, I'm new to the conference. This is my second year, so I haven't seen many of them. Right now we're just trying to get ready for Penn State. I know I'm sure improvements are going to be made and they'll be addressed if they need to be at certain places. I don't think ours right now is to the standard of where it needs to be with the construction we got going on right now, but those needs will be addressed in our current one. So I do feel like that I don't have a strong opinion because I haven't been to most of them in our conference, but I do feel confident that if there are needs out there, they'll be addressed.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Rubin, Daily Colligan.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to ask about Simi Cobb and the impact he's had on your team this year, especially with Nick being out for the year.
It's been a strong impact for sure. We expected him to play at a high level after coming back from his injury last year, and he's worked extremely hard. He's very focused, very driven, very determined to be able to help in any way that he can to help our team be successful. We've utilized him in different ways. You know, we had him in special teams at first, took him off some of those even as when we lost Nick, just didn't want to take a chance with him. But bottom line is he's completely bought in to everything that we're doing here, has made some great changes in his life off the field to try and get things right for him so he can be able to compete at a high level every Saturday. So just very excited for his development and the way he's responded.
How has it been a challenge for your team, you know, back-to-back years, losing essentially one of your two best players, you know, this first week or right early in the season?
Yeah, it's been the first play of the game for each one of those guys. Kind of crazy, really. Just an unfortunate setback. You know, you get a chance to teach about life to both the young man experiencing the adversity and those around him, you know, and it just teaches guys that are seconds and thirds, they got to be ready to go. And it also reminds all of us that we're not promised anything, that in a split second, a lot of things can change. And so you better make sure those things that truly matter and are in order and that you're taking care of little things in the classroom and being a complete student athlete. So it's been tough for sure. Feel really more, you know, heartbreaks for the guys that lose the season. But they'll bounce back. You know, Simi bounced back, and now Nick's going to have to bounce back, and I know he will.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to go back to Jeremiah's question for a minute about the anthem. Would you consider locking arms with your players as a sign of unity?
That makes a lot of sense to me. You know, like I said, we're in the process of discussing it, and I want our guys to understand that, you know, we are citizens first, you know, as students here at IU, and I represent a very broad group of young men with multiple backgrounds. And so I just want to do something that definitely would be considered a unifying gesture for sure, that at the same time also is done out of respect for all the different components that the anthem represents. So I think it's definitely a hot topic, a delicate topic for sure, and everybody has opinions, and most people don't have the same opinion, you know. So, but as representative of a lot of different folks, we want to make sure we do a great job of doing it the right way.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.